Interior Secretary Ken Salazar heads for Alaska this weekend. He's due in Dillingham on Monday for a town meeting to see how people feel about an offshore oil and gas lease sale proposed for Bristol Bay. Then he'll host a hearing in Anchorage on the department's leasing plans for the next 5 years. Today, he told a news conference in Washington that local opinion is important for all sorts of future development plans for federal waters off the nation's shores, called the OCS or Outer Continental Shelf.
That we hear the communities and the people who are going to be most affected by the decisions that we'll make on the Outer Continental Shelf. The 1.75 billion acres of the OCS are owned by the American citizen. And the development of any kind, whether it be in the renewable energy world or in conventional resources such as oil and gas, should definitely have the input and views of the affected local communities.
Alaska has two-thirds of the nation's coastline. Salazar also announced how the Interior Department intends to spend part of its $3 billion share of the federal economic stimulus money. $15.2 million of it will go into volcano monitoring. He said the department will closely track how the $3 billion are spent to make sure it meets the goal of creating jobs.
Under the very rough formulas that have been developed here, we expect that we will be able to create, with the investment that is being made through interior agencies, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 jobs. And that's with all of the $3 billion that comes through interior, then about $500 million that will go through the Department of Transportation for roads in our parks facilities.